When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
9 on your cell phone. Pound law. That's all.
WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And now on 97.1 WSUN HD2, Holiday, Tampa, St. Pete.
Go live.
Live.
We are live.
All right, let's go live.
Three. Going live without a nestle.
Stand by. We're coming to you live.
We got it live right here.
We'll do it live. We'll do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Thing sucks. We'll do it live.
Okay. We're hot. We're live.
Where are the mics?
Mics?
This doesn't work without mics!
No!
Let's find them.
Now, unique opinions, compelling conversation, and the best in afternoon entertainment. From the Autoglass America studios, it's Drew Garabo Live.
Here we go!
Standing in the back, looking around.
Oh.
Are you gonna waste your time thinking how you grown up or how you messed up?
I love that.
Things are never gonna be the way you want. Where's it gonna get you acting serious?
Fresh basil salted rim.
I'm being bad.
Marcisos? Mososo.
It's going down
into the booty bag.
You're such a dick.
You smart. You loyal.
Are you gonna live your life? Standing in the back, looking around.
Good afternoon.
Are you gonna waste your
and welcome to Drew Garabo Live, Strongest Jaw in Afternoon Radio. I'm Drew Garabo. I host the show. Along with Seth Kushner, executive producer.
Oh, what a glorious day.
Associate producer John Senning.
Are you okay today? Is it gotten worse? Are you feeling more pain? The swelling appears to be very serious.
There's never been any swelling, nor has there been pain. Just emotional confusion and sadness. That's all. You know, it's a unique situation that I hope nobody listening ever finds themselves in, you guys included. I just, you know, you don't think something like that's going to happen. At the end of the day, that's what I've been. It's been my predominant thought over the last 24 to 36 hours is maybe should have seen this happening, but didn't see this happening.
Do you have any, and I'm not being dramatic, so like just the stress of it all and the fact that it's public and everybody wants to talk about it and it's out there has got to be stressful. Are you experiencing any emotions regarding the fact that this woman just assaulted you in public?
Yeah. Not just that, but the fallout from it. The slap itself, whatever. Like a lady slapped me. Okay. A lady slapped me because I dated her friend and it all went to hell. And then she wanted to say something to me rude. So I said something rude back. So then she hit me. Big deal. Like that part of it. Okay. And honestly, I don't know that if the video hadn't gotten its way to me, that I would feel the way I do. Because the video right now, if you combine Facebook, Twitter, and our website, theboneonline.com, it's probably closing in on 75,000 views.
Yeah,
oh, and Instagram.
Maybe higher than that, honestly.
I mean, you can't watch it just once.
Right, and that, I was going to say, that means 20,000 people have watched it at least twice each, maybe three times for some of them, probably even four. So that element of it, I feel sad that something I really enjoyed, which was dating a girl, turned into this. Now, I'm the kind of guy you... You might listen to the show and think, I never think I do anything wrong. If you know me off the air, I think I do everything wrong. Like, I will find a way to feel guilty in situations where one might think I shouldn't feel guilty. And do I feel responsible for the slap? Certainly not. Do I feel responsible for the road that led me there? Yeah, kind of. In that I knew right away that this girl was wrong for me, and I wasn't, I'm so fearful of hurting people and letting them down that sometimes I will hold back some honesty if I think it's going to hurt their feelings.
And just so people know, it wasn't your ex that hit you, it was her friend.
Well, I wouldn't even call her an ex, but for lack of a better term, yes. She's
telling everybody that she, you know, she's your ex-wife. So I mean, it was 11 days, Drew. It was intense.
The worst 11 days of my life. Like,
well, I mean, the front half was good.
Honestly, it wasn't worth it, man. It just, I had so much fun with her on our first date. So much fun on the second date. I thought I had made a genuine connection with somebody, and it had me challenging my thoughts on relationships and all that. And I thought, man, you know, I finally met somebody who I feel safe with. I feel comfortable with. Maybe I want to share elements of my life with. And then within a week, it all went to, you know what? And it's my fault for saying on the radio that I was going to delete Bumble for this girl. And it's her fault maybe for calling the show. But at the end of the day, really, fault doesn't matter. If you end up getting slapped in the face by a girl's friend, everybody's lost. Everybody lost. And I'm still not 100% sure what I'm going to do about it from a legal perspective. I think I have something like 24 hours left to file charges if I want to go that route. People are telling me very passionately that I'm a pussy if I don't, and I'm a pussy if I do. I'm an idiot if I don't. I'm an idiot if I do.
Let's make her do the perp walk.
The vote, for the most part, what you're hearing, it is very much predominantly lock her up, right?
It is. But the people who are closest to me, whose opinions carry the most weight, have the exact opposite opinion. And I'm listening to everything. And I'm thinking. And I still don't know what I'm going to do. There are people who took great delight in telling me that I deserve this. And you know what? That's the environment I created. I get that.
Oh, those people should definitely call the show if they feel that way, not just post it on Facebook.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Are there any developments since the end of yesterday's show? Have you been contacted by anybody?
Nah. No, and honestly, I don't expect to be. If people who do things like this tend to go into cover your ass mode legally.
Dude, the lady who hit you is I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad. I could be hearing this in a courtroom one day. I don't understand. She hits you. She goes missing. You put the video out there. She looks horrible. Still doesn't reach out as you're pondering whether or not you want to press charges against her. You had the sheriff on yesterday with a state attorney in his car, and still she's not reaching out.
I find that a bit disappointing. But if I'm her, I'd probably be very fearful that my apology would end up convicting me, so I might not apologize either.
Doesn't the video convict her?
Not necessarily. The video just tells a part of the story. It is what any defense attorney will tell you. And trust me, I've talked to some.
So I've been doing some research online over the past 24 hours trying to find out more about this woman. What I have come to think and believe is that this woman is a socialite of sorts. She seems to be at different galas, she's been involved in some different things. I think this is somebody who probably thinks she's above the law. This is somebody who never gets told no, never gets told anything she doesn't want to hear. She didn't expect there to be ramifications, and there might possibly be none.
She hit me because A, she knew I would not hit her back, or B, she was hoping I would hit her back and ruin my livelihood. Neither of those things happened, so therefore it's a win. I'm not injured. I'm a bit sad, and I'll tell you why today, because I had plans with a girl that I'd never met before. I've been talking to her for a while on Saturday, and she canceled this morning because she said I have too much drama in my life, and she's not wrong. I do. I wouldn't want to date me right now. So then I turned around and I canceled plans with the girl that I had for Sunday because I don't want to bring drama to her life and I don't want to meet anybody new right now. I genuinely am in a position in which I don't want to meet any new girls for the first time since I've been about 10 years old.
I see what's really happening. You're clearing your schedule so you have plenty of time to go to that Buccaneers practice with John and I this weekend.
I will say that I am looking forward to that more than I've looked forward to things in a long time. But it is... It's more than a little bit heavy that a girl wouldn't want to go out with me because of what's going on, and that I don't feel like going out with a new girl. This girl seems beautiful, compassionate, very nice, but what do I want to bring her into my world for?
Well, if somebody truly believes that they don't want drama in their life, or they say that, I could see why this would not be the right situation to go out on a date.
No doubt. I wouldn't date me. If I'm a girl and I'm listening to this show, I'd be like, well, even if you did nothing wrong, dramatic things seem to find you. So I'm just going to go ahead and steer clear of that. You have good luck in your life.
Are we still on Bumble?
I mean, I've still got it on my phone.
Yeah.
But every time I think about swiping right, I go, do I want to drag this girl into the garbage cesspool that is my life right now? And then I go, swipe left. So I don't even know why I'm looking at that profiles. I'm not saying I'm never going to date again. I'm just saying that I have lost that spark to find someone cool to hang out with.
Well, now when you're screening potential dates, you can ask, hey, how hard does your best friend punch? I think that's a new question you have when you're going out on a date with somebody.
Because you say all best friends are prone to punching, but it's just how hard they're going to punch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just like, is it as hard as this lady? Let me show you what happened to me last date.
And you know, the interesting thing is I've looked at all the different age group demographics that I've dated. And the emotional lack of maturity that some girls in their 20s show, the flat out insanity that some ladies in their 40s show, I'm thinking 30s might be the sweet spot. I'm thinking 30s are when we guys figure it out. Maybe women in their 30s too. I don't know that I've had any negative, cataclysmic experiences with girls in their 30s who have hit me in the face.
Well, about the 50s and 60s.
Or the 18 to 22 demo, very yeah, very coveted.
Cannot do that. But maybe 50s. I went out with one lady in her 50s, a couple ladies, and they turned out to be really, really nice.
There's a whole cavalcade of grannies going on the cruise. I think that could be your time to shine.
Yeah.
I hold up in my cabin, not talking to anybody.
What if you just went like dormant, you know, until then, and then the cruise, you just, you know, unleash it on all those old ladies?
That'll be like the coming out party, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I'm in no hurry to spend time with anybody other than my son. I was talking to my mom this morning, and I didn't know. She hadn't reached out to me, so I figured that she didn't know.
Oh, yeah. What'd she think?
So we're talking about unrelated stuff, about, you know, Publix has swordfish on sale and stuff like that, which they do.
Ooh, nice.
I know. And I don't like swordfish, though. A little too thick, a little too meaty.
I like to put it on a kebab. You have a nice swordfish kebab.
Oh, I would do that.
It's nice.
So best fish to put on a kebab, called Al. So I'm talking to her, and then at the end of the convo, she hits me because we talk by text, and she said, how's the face?
Oh, geez.
And I said, hideous, just like before, Mom. I said, you know? And she said, yeah. She said, are you feeling okay about it? And I said, sad for a couple of reasons. I think that's probably natural. But, you know, I'm physically fine.
Did she see the video?
I didn't ask.
You've got to see the video. I will say, like, just the story doesn't... I can't tell you how many people I've seen say that as well. Like, just talking about it doesn't do it justice, I think.
I agree. When I talked about it on the radio, even knowing what happened, it didn't have the same impact as seeing that lady rear back and catch me in the side of the head. And in my mind, I had dodged it. Like, in my mind, when I recreated the memory, she had gone for my face and I dodged it. There was no dodge that took place. I simply took a hit to the side of the head.
She's a quick striker.
She is.
She really was. Like, the way that her hand whipped and that just, like...
She was ready to do it.
It was very fast.
Yeah. She was ready to do it. And good on you, lady. Whether or not that turns in anything legal or civil for you, the world will find out, I suppose. But, you know, I feel lucky to have my health. I feel lucky that not even my glasses were broken. You break my glasses, or like you break a glass over my head or something, obviously you're going to go the legal route. But like, I got hit in the side of the head by a girl. And yeah, if you flip it the other way, oh yeah, you know, a lady should file charges if a guy hits her. There is a difference there, in my opinion. And I respect the fact that people differ, but I will be honest, it's kind of gross the number of guys who are saying, man, if a bitch did that to me, I'd lay her out. Would you really?
Well, you got to take a positive away from this. At least you know it's not in you to hit a woman.
That is one of the very few positives, Seth, that I have taken away from this, is that my because you don't know how you're going to react until you're in a situation, especially one where your impulses are tested. This tests not your morality, but your impulse for based on your morality. And it never even crossed my mind to clench a fist, let alone strike back. I was more in disbelief because you just don't think a grown-ass lady is going to hit you because you're not seeing her friend anymore. But I guess that's what you get when you go on dating apps and you meet the caliber of woman that is found there. It's my fault.
Does it at least make you feel good that these divorced moms will stick together through anything?
No. No, it makes me realize why they're divorced and why they have hard time meeting men and why they take such great delight in drinking to excess and encouraging each other to engage in violent behavior. It makes me really understand it, and it makes me sadder for them than I am sad for my own condition and life right now. At least I'm not them. I might retreat. I might hermitize when it comes to dating girls, but at least I'm not in some bar, restaurant with my kids at 10 o'clock at night getting drunk so that I can go hit a guy in the side of my head, his head, because he dated my friend and it ended respectfully. That's the thing. If I cheated, if we were in a relationship and I broke up in a very mean way or even ghosted, I get you being mad. But I was honest about everything.
Dude, you could have cheated on her with her best friend after 11 days. All of this behavior is still uncalled for.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Tracy, what's happening? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Tracy?
I'm well, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. That thank you. Lovely. Hello? Did I say something? I have a way of pissing women off with the way I say things. Was it the way I said, fine, how are you?
You came in hot, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was scared.
Should I dial? Tracy? Can't win them all. I can't even get a girl to say more than hi on the telephones, guys. I'm a freaking loser. It is Take It Back Thursday. If you'd like to air any grievances, it's a great day to do so at 727-579-1025.
I mean, you said it yesterday, but a simple take it back today from her would suffice. That would be the end of it.
It'd go a long way. It'd go a long way. I don't know that the end of this will ever come because, you know, I'm going to bear these emotional scars for the rest of my life. But Scott, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Scott?
Hey, pretty good, Drew.
Good. Sorry if I said that a little aggressively and made you want to hang up.
I was shaking in my boots. I was listening yesterday, as I do every day, and you know, I was really, really, really on the fence. Should you pursue? Should you not pursue? And I saw the video this morning, and she punched you with an open hand, and you heard Dom's comment, right? I'm sure you heard Dom watch that video.
Yeah, I did. I was listening.
She really needs to be taught a lesson. You can't do that. And while I would never strike back, and the way you responded was impressively admirable.
Thank you.
You know, I know people. I've known people in the past that they would not have thought twice about just knocking her out. You know, that's sad to say. I don't associate with those people, but I do know people that would do that. And I've probably seen people in bars, although I don't frequent bars anymore, that would have done that as well. And she's going to come to regret that if she continues in a really bad way. It's a shame.
You may be right. However, here's the thing. Is it for me to teach anyone a lesson? Does the justice system really ever teach someone a lesson? If someone's a crappy person and someone does things like this, they will go through the consequences with a burning desire to retaliate against the person who put them there. In our storybook mind, Scott, we go, they're gonna have their first rush with justice, and they might lose their job, and they're gonna be forced to face the consequences and contemplate their actions. But in reality, they're the same crappy person. They just turn even crappier because they had something crappy happen to them.
Well, that could be, but you could look at the other side of that coin. Instead of teaching her a lesson, you could be preventing somebody else from being a victim, if you will, and perhaps reacting poorly and then suffering worse consequences for their reaction.
Maybe. I don't know, man. I thank you, though. I appreciate the viewpoint and the dialogue. Thanks, Scott.
All right, take care.
You got it.
I know we're going to have a bunch of people calling up telling you exactly what you should be doing. Is anybody taking into consideration the fact of how much added drama is going to come into your life if you do press charges and the court dates and the attorneys and everything like that you probably don't need right now, especially with your son going back to school?
That's the thing. what's my goal at the end of all this? To be clear of it. My goal is to be clear of one of the most unfortunate dating situation in which I found myself in the last year. The most. So if my goal is to get clear of that, move on. What's a court case going to do? Keep dragging it out. Local media picks it up, you know, and I'm a character witness. And then my character starts getting it. Oh, did you say this on this day on your show? And did you say this on this day on your show? If the goal is to get free of it, what does really press charges do? 727-579-1025. What's up, Jay? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing good. I'm kind of friends. I've known the girl since, you know, she was a little kid.
Okay.
I just had a brother's this morning. He knows I'm a listener of you guys' station and told me what happened.
Now, hold on 1 second. You know, people call and say things all the time. John, did you put him through some questions?
I put him through some questions. I feel fairly well. He was not willing to go as far as I wanted him to, but he knows some things that he wouldn't know otherwise. So.
Okay. So I'm sure, Jay, you can understand why we'd be a bit skeptical if someone says that they know her, but you seem legit, so I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, you know, I understand that was, you know, out of character for in a sense, but... I know she's been through a lot, but doesn't excuse what happened by any means. I don't want, like, you know, it to ruin her life. Obviously, something needs to happen in a sense of we've talked, you know, family get together, but I don't know.
Did she tell you to call on her behalf?
No, not at all.
Oh.
So wait, so okay, and I'm sorry to ask, but you're literally my only contact with the person who smacked me in the face, the closest thing I've come, so... You know, and I'm just asking this sincerely, does she feel bad for what she did?
Yeah, because she feels like she hurt, you know, obviously hurt Jess, her friend, and messed things up with that.
I'm sorry, hurt who? She hurt who?
Hurt her friend, like, you know, hurt her friend's feelings by...
Yeah, and what was her friend's name again?
Jess?
Oh, geez, John...
I still think he could.
He might not know the friend.
I think he could just be misspeaking.
I don't know the friend well.
Okay, because you got her name wrong. but he did know the girl's name first and last.
Yes.
Okay, so if he knew okay, so you know maybe you slipped up there. Who knows? So here's the deal. Does she feel worse that she might have to go through the legal system, or does she feel worse that she's caught on videotape smacking a dude who she confronted about the breakup of a 10-day relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to see her today. She lives right next to me, but I haven't got to talk to her about that situation. But I know from what, you know...
What she said? What has she said to you?
Yeah, like, what do you know about the situation? What have you heard about how she feels, etc.?
Oh, like I said, I haven't talked to her personally. I'd only talked to her brother.
Okay, well, what is her brother telling you?
That she's just like, I really came into shock after she realized what happened and the repercussions. And it's not, you know, it's just, I don't know. I would hate for what she's been through and everything. Guess where she's got.
What she's been through?
What she's been through. So you're telling me, just so we're man to man here, you're telling me that what she's been through excuses the fact that she would insert herself in a situation that doesn't involve her and smack a guy, a grown-ass man who's trying to enjoy a beverage on a Tuesday night in the side of the head. I should be sympathetic because of what she's been through. That's what you're telling me here.
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, I've been smacked several times by friends of girls and whoever. I mean, it doesn't excuse anything. Mm. I just, you know, I don't want... I'm trying to put this in lighter terms.
Thank you.
But, like... I guess, you know, with how the world is right now, it is definitely a wrong thing to do with, you know, women want women's rights. And, you know, I've heard you cross that line as, you know, well, if it was a guy, you know, should you treat women better or, you know, just because it's a girl doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, are we going to call the cops on everything or charge everyone every time something like that happens? Like you said, do you want to wait police officers' time for something like that?
You know what? I really appreciate this call because this phone call definitely pushes me towards pressing charges. I was on the fence for a little bit, and I was probably not going to press charges, but I have to be honest with you. Your phone call definitely pushes me back into the she should pay for this. And of course, so I have to thank you for that. You've really helped me crystallize my thoughts. Your horrible, horrible alibis for her and excuses for her really make me prone to now pressing charges and putting her through the legal system.
The public, you know, I just say it's already seems like things might go.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Was he okay? I don't know what he was saying.
But he did know her name.
Yeah, I mean, he knew her. He knew her last name, and he knew things about where she works specifically. So,
That was a horrible phone call, man.
I mean, I don't. I think he knew her. I don't know
what beyond, the extent was
beyond that.
That's not close enough that I talked to her brother, who talked to her. I don't think that's.
Yeah.
You need somebody a little closer to the situation.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. That was a weird phone call.
It was.
That was a very strange call, man.
Do you think he was lying, or do you think he does know her?
I don't think he knows her full name if he's lying.
Yeah, I don't. I can't think of a scenario how, unless he just knows of her and doesn't really know her.
But then how would he know that it was her? We never said her name. You know. 727-579-1025. Guy, if you want to try that again, like if you'd like to take a couple of minutes, think about what you said.
Well, maybe have her brother call then at this point.
Right. Have someone who's maybe a little bit better at explaining things because, you know, I'd like to get her side or at least her camp's side, but I don't think you did a decent job of explaining it to me.
I'm so much more confused now.
Yeah. Like I'm really, really now leaning towards because of him. She should now be punished, and I don't want to feel that.
She's been through a lot.
I don't want to punish her because of him. What's up, Ron? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hello, Ron. No, Hi. This is not Ron.
Oh, who are you?
This is CB. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, CB? Drew Garabo here.
Hey, just to weigh in real quick. Sure. I'm actually a little bit surprised, and again, I don't know the legal system. I'm surprised the state doesn't just prosecute this lady for what she did. I saw the video, and I was shocked. You talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
I saw the video today, and I was shocked. And I think it's incumbent upon all of us, when something like that happens to us, you've got to press charges. One, of course, everybody mentioned this, it's going to escalate. She can do it again to somebody else. That person retaliates. But you sound like you're the victim in this. I mean, you sound like what women who are abused say, oh, I don't want to press charges. I want this just to end. Unfortunately, it's almost like a duty that you have to the next person and the next person that you have to press charges.
And I appreciate your opinion a lot, but I'm not really that concerned about the next person as much as I'm concerned about myself and my desire just to be free and clear. That's it. Thank you. I appreciate that, but...
Well, then you're living your life for other people.
Right. My life is live for my son first, me second. And what's going to be the easiest path to happiness and peace for both of us? Probably letting this go. But she's had a hard life. 727-579-1025. What's up, Tracy?
Hey, Drew.
Hi.
Who cares? I've had a hard life, too, but I don't go around getting drunk and smacking men in the face.
Well, you're already vaulted into an 8 or a 9 in my world, Tracy.
I mean, seriously, she had no business to touch you at all. I don't care what happened. That's none of her business what happened. And it's just rude. And it is. You're going to show your son, you know, that, hey, people can't touch you. Like, no matter if they're a man or a woman, they don't touch you. And if they do, they have to pay the consequences. I'm sorry what's going on for her, but too bad.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I do. I really do. And I believe what you're saying. It's just I have to make the decision that's right for me. And I hope
absolutely.
Yeah. And my desire is peace and happiness. That's what I want in my life. It's been absent for a good while now. And I'd like to just be able to sit in my home and not think about sadness and not think about frustration and all that stuff. So, you know, whatever helps me get free and clear of this is what I'll, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Well, I hope you find it soon, okay?
I won't, but I appreciate that very much. 727-579-1025. I don't want to do 4 hours on this again today. I don't think that's going to be as interesting as it was yesterday.
Come on, 4 hours. People telling you to press charges.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
When do you feel like you're going to make your decision?
Do
you feel like you're close to it?
Yeah, I'll decide by the end of the day. I know where I'm leaning, And if that guy wants to call back or he wants to have the brother call or whatever, we can talk about stuff. I certainly didn't mean to jump your crap, guy, but you didn't make it very easy for me not to, you know?
Well, I mean, it wasn't an official statement from her.
Right.
He wasn't the liaison. He was just a guy that listens to the show that knows who she is.
That is true. 727-579-1025.
He made things worse.
I think he kind of did. So I'd like to offer you the opportunity, sir, to make it better. Call with the Take It Back Thursday. We'll let you take back your first call, and then we can talk about the things she's been through and why I should be sympathetic, if not empathetic. And we'll talk about bugs in your ear next on Drew Garabo Live. Summer means endless offers on our inventory right now at Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC in Sarasota. $5,500 over book value for your trade, 0% APR for up to 72 months, and up to 30% off MSRP on select vehicles. Drive that Tahoe and you will fall in love with the roomiest, smoothest SUV that you've ever driven in your entire life. You push one button, back row goes down. Another button, there goes the second row seats. A great vehicle to drive, that Tahoe. You can also drive the 2018 Cruze LS, only $119 per month, or the 2018 Equinox LS, only $149 per month. Shop Sunset Chevrolet Buick GMC, home of guaranteed credit approval, 1800 Bay Road, Sarasota, and sunsetgm.com. Chevrolet, find new roads. For complete details, call 844-252-1902.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.